Now, we love a Friday because we love catching up with this man, Andy Raymond, sports commentator. Andy Raymond, Unfiltered Podcast. Good morning.
Good morning, you two, and good morning, Sunshine Coast. I hope everyone's having a wonderful Friday morning.
That's exactly right.
Weather's perfect.
It sure is. I tell you what it's not perfect for is John Morris. The old saying is true. There are only two types of coach, those that have been sacked and those who are waiting to be.
Exactly right. What about this week in rugby league? Mm. We have got rid of a coach after five rounds. We've potentially got a code-hopping player that is about to come back into the Broncos system. It is the game that never sleeps. Yep. There is news stories every single day, 50% are positive, 50% are negative. Either way, it gets 100% reaction, and we continue to talk about it.
We do. We absolutely love it. Well, let's have a quick chat about the Broncos last night.
Yeah, they would have been disappointed driving home after going down 20 points to 12 to the Panthers. Disappointed because it's a results-based business. It's as simple as that. You can play as good as you want, as tough as you want. If you don't win, it hurts. And the Broncos, look, there's every reason for them to be proud after last night.
Yes.
It was a huge improvement on what they've dished up over the last 12 months, but they still walked away disappointed, sadly.
Yeah, you'd have to think that.
Certainly signs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to think they must still get a little bit of heart from that effort because, yeah, they performed well, certainly in the initial stages of the game. So,
and you know what? They probably beat the majority of other sides last night. There's a reason the Panthers are undefeated.
Yep.
Not only are they playing good football as a team, they're playing really good as individuals. And when you've got that combination, really, really hard to beat. So the Panthers are now 6 wins, no losses. The Broncos came so, so close.
I know. Come on, the Bronx. Well, let's run through this weekend's games and get your hot tips.
Okay. Tonight, we start with the Newcastle Knights and Cronulla Sharks. Grab a 50-cent piece.
Yep.
Toss it in the air. If it lands heads back the Knights, if it lands tails back the Sharks, I have no idea.
Yep.
Two sides that are inconsistent. How can the Sharks players be concentrating on football and feel safe about their future? So that's a big test. Great game second up. I'm tipping the Melbourne Storm over the Sydney Roosters.
Yeah, that's a safe bet, Andy. That's a safe bet.
Yeah, I think they're a good bet tonight down at Amy Park in Melbourne. The Storm, you know, they were a little off for a couple of weeks. It doesn't last for too long for the Melbourne Storm. They've set the benchmark for 18 years, and that will continue. Tomorrow, a huge day. I see the Titans beating the Seagulls, the Rabbitohs over the Tigers, and the Eels over the Raiders in an upset late.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, Dragons over the Warriors. And I think the good weekend for Queensland sides continues with the Cowboys beating the Bulldogs.
I agree. Go the Cowboys.
There's my money, Andy. Thank you, mate.
Here we go.
That's it. Well, we always love getting your hot tips and we always love listening to your podcast. What do you got coming up this week? Tell us about Ethan Lowe.
Ethan Lowe was a really good story. Queensland representative, his career cut short because of neck issues, really emotional neck issues too, and his time in professional sport cut short by several years. We did a Legend Series episode with him. We've also spoken to modern-day guys, Zappy Corrissau, Josh Morris, Michael Morgan, Adam Doohy, and this weekend, a UFC Hall of Famer in Frank Treat. So, plenty happening in the podcast world, Andy Raymond Unfiltered, on all podcast apps.